In Genesis 3:5, even in the Garden of Eden, Satan began spreading his lies, and one of the first ones is found in Genesis 3:5. You will be as gods. And ever since then, he's multiplied lies in the forms of false religions and philosophies. Last week, we looked at the philosophy that was most influential in the 20th century, if gauged by numbers around the world and those suffering under it, namely Marxism. Today, we come to something somewhat similar to Marxism that has had a great influence in the United States, where Marxism hasn't been as dominant. It's one, however, that dominates our government, our media, our public education system, and many other areas. And like I said last week, the number of people that believe in it and those that suffer under it are large. Today we come to the infamous philosophy called humanism. Humanism is both a philosophy and a religion. It's a philosophy of man, the religion of man, the worship of man. And it's in deep error and epitomizes man's rebellion against God. It believes Satan's lie that man is a god. Now, many of the humanists will contend that, quote, humanism is just a vague sort of thing, and that its existence is largely the figment of the zealous imagination of fundamentalist Christians. They say that we either made it up, or we greatly exaggerate its existence, or distort its views. And, say the humanists, it certainly is not the danger that those conservative cranks say that it is. Or they write, just what is humanism after all? Well, for one thing, the United States Supreme Court has ruled twice in the last 30 years that humanism is in fact a religion, both in 61 and in 64. And such it is, the religion of man. Theism is the worship of theos, the Greek word for God. Humanism is the worship of man, the worship of humanity. This philosophy religion has several organized fronts, such as the American Humanist Association and the British Human Association. The American Humanist Association pays tribute every year, as you know, to the Humanist of the Year. A couple of years ago, it was Ted Turner, whom Time magazine made Man of the Year in 1991. Look out for a dangerous Ted. Then there's the Humanist magazine, which is more or less the mouthpiece for this movement. The major publisher of humanist materials is Prometheus Books. But, of course, humanist literature spews forth from a host of other publishers and all sorts of organs in the media. In public debates, the humanists frequently claim that theirs is not a religion. It has no religious holy book. Really, now? They say that Christians are paranoids that imagine humanists everywhere, but we can't even define humanism, much less appeal to an authoritative statement by the humanists or authoritative document. That's utter deception. It's outright lies, and the humanists know it. Humanists themselves are quite aware of their Old and New Testaments. That is the Humanist Manifesto 1 and Humanist Manifesto 2. The first Humanist Manifesto was produced in 1933 by leading humanists such as John Dewey. Then in 1973, their second Humanist Manifesto, much longer and more anti-Christian than the first one. Both of those are easily accessible. We have copies in the back here, by the way. Wash your hands after reading them. And they're the products of the humanists themselves. They were not put together by a panelist of fundamentalist Christians that were imagining humanists under the beds. These were the documents of the humanists themselves, and so today we're going to refer to their own literature, and out of their own mouths we will judge them. Manifesto 1 actually uses these terms, religious humanism, religious humanists. And so they thereby themselves admit humanism is a religion. Then there's the popular phrase, secular humanism, which again the media pundits say fundamentalist Christians have invented. That's their term, not ours. secular humanists. Secular humanism can be found in their literature, and is the same as another word that they frequently use, secularism, which comes from a Latin word meaning worldism. So humanism is, in fact, a religion of the world, or as one leading humanist, John Dumphy, calls it, quote, a new faith, a religion of humanity. Much of humanism can be traced back to ancient Greek philosophy and then through the Renaissance and its glorification of man. Then there is a movement called free thought, which we're going to look at in another week or two. And then other forms of humanism, such as agnosticism and naturalism, they've been around for quite a while. Humanism is not new by any means. Who are some of the humanist leaders? Well, their prophets and priests include the following signers of these manifestos. They've gone on record saying, we believe the humanist manifestos. John Dewey, who has had more influence in American education than anyone else this century. Charles Francis Potter. Paul Kurtz, editor of the Humanist magazine. A couple of twin brothers that are philosophers. Paul Blanchard and his brother Brand Blanchard. One of America's leading science fiction writers, Isaac Asimov, signed Humanist Manifesto too. Betty Friedan, a leading feminist. Francis Crick, a leading scientist, whom many of you know about. Anthony Flew, philosopher. Alan Guttmacher, once director of Planned Parenthood, humanist. Lester Mondale signed Humanist Manifesto 1. That was Walter Mondale's uncle. When Mondale was running for president a few years ago, he addressed the American Humanist Association, and he said that although he's not a member of them, he says, I do class myself as a humanist together with you in all of your goals and beliefs. So you can consider Walter Mondale one as well. Andrei Sakharov, the late Soviet nuclear scientist and dissident socialist. B.F. Skinner, very important behaviorist psychologist who argued that man is just an animal and can be trained and treated as such. Joseph Fletcher, the godfather of situation ethics, a pseudo-theologian who just recently died. Julian Huxley, who has a very notorious ancestry. T.H. Huxley and Aldous Huxley, also humanists. Julian Huxley, for a long time, was director of UNESCO. And, of course, the list goes on and on and on. Humanism parades itself in various institutions as well that glorify man. The United Nations is basically a humanist empire. Every 4 years, the humanists come out and wave their flag and march around the world at the Olympics. Watch the Olympics this year and listen to how much they beat the drum in favor of the glories of man and say nothing at all about God or even anything bad about man. It's really a humanist propaganda. Humanism can be summed up in the following sentence first uttered by the Greek Protagoras. Man is the measure of all things. The French atheist Jean-Paul Sartre was also basically a humanist, more an existentialist. But he advocated a philosophy, quote, to liberate and help emancipate mankind with the result that man becomes an absolute for man. And the creed of humanism is very simple, and I've heard from the mouths of many humanists. I believe in man. There's a certain irony in that because it's a sort of self-credo. The verb is in the middle voice and the reflexive mood. The one doing the believing is one and the same as the one being believed in. By the way, because of the overlap of humanism and feminism, humanists prefer to speak of humankind rather than mankind or man. You still occasionally hear those words. But I can't bring myself to use the word humankind, so I will speak of mankind and man. Humanism begins by stressing the goodness and perfections and glories of man. Can't speak highly enough of him. Then it escalates into a sort of anthrotheism. What's that? God, man, one and the same. But in fact, as we shall see, it's really anthology, the idolatry of man. Humanists almost always believe in the theory of evolution and usually argue like this. Man is the highest that it has ever been. It's the highest thing in existence, and it's evolved to that. And there's no end to what man can become. He's becoming God. He's already God-like, and one day he will be fully God. But since he's growing, humanism's a kind of perverse process theology of man, a growing God. But in some, humanism teaches that God is not God, man is God. Humanism usually denies God's existence or redefines God so as to make God man. John Dewey admitted very bluntly, quote, "There is no God," which is the basic creed of atheism. James Corey, the 1969 president of the American Humanist Association, wrote, quote, "Humanism is a polite term for atheism." And boy, is he right. At least he's being honest on that. Most humanists are not honest enough to admit it. Atheists are usually obsessed with denying God's existence, but humanists try to ignore the existence of God. You see, their main emphasis is not saying there is no God. Their main emphasis is man is good and great. And, of course, they think he's God. It's because atheism kind of breeds bad vibes and has a bad press, so they pretend to be more positive. Their creed is not so much, "I don't believe in God," as much as, "I do believe in man." But, of course, they simply cannot leave it there, so their atheism does slip out. Lord Longford, a humanist in Britain, admitted, quote, "If you can't believe in God, humanism is the next best thing." Gloria Steinem, the radical feminist humanist, said, quote, "By the year 2000, we will, I hope, raise our children to believe in human potential, not God." Another humanist, Paul Bradwine, said, quote, "Any child who believes in God is mentally ill." By the way, that's also being very honest. The humanists believe that we Christians are all mentally ill. They say we're imagining somebody that's out there called God, that we've never seen or heard. And they say anybody that believes in that's got to be mentally ill. So when you hear this propaganda that, what, one out of five Americans is mentally ill, who do you think that they are classifying as mentally ill? They say all of us need serious treatment because we believe in God. Now let's summarize their philosophy by giving some quotations from their literature themselves, from the manifestos. First, Humanist Manifesto said, quote, "Religious humanists regard the universe as self-existing and not created." So they say the time has come for the maturing of the philosophy called humanism. Quote, "We're convinced that the time has passed for theism, deism, modernism, and the several varieties of new thought." You see, they believe that all of those they're outdated, outmoded, superstitious. Let's get rid of them, this idea of the supernatural. Humanist Manifesto 2 put it more bluntly. "Humanists still believe that traditional theism," that's the belief in God, "especially faith in the prayer-hearing God, assumed to be love and care for persons, to hear and understand their prayers, and to be able to do something about them, is an unproved and outmoded faith." See, they don't believe in prayer. How can you pray to yourself? They believe man is God. It also continues, "As non-theists, we begin with humans, not God, nature, not deity." What's the synonym for non-theist? Atheist. So you see, they themselves are admitting they are atheists. Moreover, they go on to say, "We can discover no divine purpose or providence for the human species. No deity will save us. We must save ourselves." Naturally, they oppose all forms of supernaturalism, not only theism, but even occultism, although they are kind of good friends with the New Age movement. Quote, "We find insufficient evidence for belief in the existence of a supernatural. It is either meaningless or irrelevant to the question of the survival and fulfillment of the human race." So you see, humanism is hardcore naturalism. Everything is material. There is no supernatural. There is no God. John Dewey was very blunt. He says, "There is no God and there is no soul. Man does not have a soul." They say man is just an animal. They say he's just a machine. The idea that man has a soul, you know what they call this? In one of the manifestos, they call it the ghost in the machine theory, that man has a soul somewhere within him. And they make fun of that. So they say man is just a machine without a spirit or a soul. Mind is simply the product of chemical reactions. Quote, holding an organic view of life, humanists find that the traditional dualism of mind and body must be rejected. And of course, there's no life after death, because if all you are is your body when the body dies, that's all there is. Quote, there is no credible evidence that life survives the death of the body. Goes on to say, promises of immortal salvation or fear of eternal damnation are both illusory and harmful. Now, a few of them try to teach a kind of reincarnation, but most do not. For them, death is the end. There's no afterlife. There's no heaven, no hell. One wag commented, pity the poor dead humanist. All dressed up and no place to go. It should come as no surprise, then, that Humanist Manifesto lists, quote, traditional religions, especially Christianity, among the, quote, obstacles to human progress. And what do you do with obstacles? You take them out of the way. The idea that God is God and man is not God, they figure that's a dangerous roadblock to man's realization of his own deity. So away with those roadblocks. Now, you know, of course, that humanists are dead set against any involvement of Christianity in government, education, the media, and so forth. Humanist Manifesto 2 calls for total separation of church and state and advocates, quote, total secularism, hence secular humanism. What it is doing is advocating in a sly way the persecution and elimination of all other religions, especially Christianity, its sworn enemy. Deep down it hates it and fears it because deep down it knows it is the truth. Christians are to be blamed by the humanists for all the ills of society and should be educated or eliminated. You see, what they won't very bluntly admit in their agenda is that we are the scapegoats for all the problems. And what happens to the scapegoats eventually? You can guess. What would it put in the place of Christianity in our society? One nation under God would be one nation under man. Well, what would their perfect society be? Both of the humanist manifestos are explicitly socialistic. For example, Humanist Manifesto 1, quote, a socialized and cooperative economic order must be established to the end that the equitable distribution of the means of life be possible. Humanist Manifesto 2 often calls for a world community and says, quote, we look to the development of world law and a world order based upon transnational federal government. So you see, they're also international socialists. This new world order would be based on something like the United Nations. Humanists are usually pacifists. Humanist Manifesto, quote, war is obsolete, so is the use of nuclear, biological, and chemical weapons. What about other issues that would kind of tell you about the perfect society? Well, Humanist Manifesto 2 explicitly approves of and calls for the institutionalization of all birth control, abortion, divorce, euthanasia, suicide, and any sexual intercourse whatsoever between consenting adults. It explicitly condemns, quote, sexism or sexual chauvinism. So humanism is very utopian. Maybe it's appropriate here to say just a couple of words about utopianism, of the idea of a perfect man-made society. Plato was one of the earliest utopians in his book, The Republic. The French revolutionaries, Voltaire and Rousseau and so forth, were utopianists. The word may well have been coined by Sir Thomas More, who at least still believed in God, but opened the door to a man-made society. He wrote a book entitled Utopia. Robert Owen was another utopianist who attempted to put into practice in a commune. Walden was another such attempt at the utopia, and so was Woodstock for at least 3 days. H.G. Wells and Herbert Marcuse were other leading advocates of utopia. Aldous Huxley advocated a bizarre utopia that would come about through the use of drugs in his Brave New World. And, of course, a more recent famous utopianist was Martin Luther King. His famous I Have a Dream speech is pure utopianism, man's perfect society. Liberation theology and the old social gospel also believed in the possibility of a man-made utopia. So utopianists, including the humanists, are very optimistic about the future. Utopia is believed to be inevitable, but it may be hastened by the furtherance of a philosophy about man and the elimination of those views about God. Some even admit that the belief in God and in Jesus is the main obstacle to utopia. So just like Hitler said, to have the perfect Third Reich, we must get rid of the Jews, the humanists basically believe to have the perfect humanist utopia, we must eliminate the belief in God. Naturally, they believe in socialism in their utopia, and most of pacifists, but the humanist utopia has much in common with the communist dictatorship of the proletariat on the one hand, and the Nazi Third Reich on the other. Those were all attempts at a man-made utopia, and those should all be lumped together over here with Christianity over here calling for the kingdom of God. Well, we could go on, and it only caused more nightmares and upset stomachs. But now the time has come to refute humanism, and refute it we must. First, let's cut to the very root and heart of humanism by stating the fundamental truth of Christianity. God is God. Man has never been God, nor will he ever be God. And the very essence of sin is man's attempt to become God. In believing Satan's lie, you shall be like gods. When Adam and Eve believed that, they became the first humanists. But Satan, of course, is the arch-humanist of them all. Romans 1:25 utterly condemns humanism for worshiping the creature rather than the creator. You see, they don't believe in the creator. They believe in evolution. The man is create himself. And so then they worship their own creator. Bit by bit, humanism transfers divine attributes to man in general and each man in particular. And John Dunphy was quite right. Humanism is simply a polite word for atheism and the worship of man. But, of course, it's dead wrong. Humanism is utterly opposed to God, and God is totally opposed to humanism. Humanism is not content with simply the worship of man. It must destroy all the false idols. And in their book, that means destroy the belief in God. So it tries to ignore God, but then when it gets right down to it, they try to eliminate God and all those that believe in him. The truth, brethren, is that God, not man, is the measure of all things. God created all things. He ordained all things. All things shall give him glory one day. He alone determines what is right and wrong, what will be and what will not be. God is the final absolute, not man. And the truth creed is not, I believe in man, but I believe in God. What about this supposed goodness and glory of man? Well, according to Scripture, Adam and Eve were created good and holy. But in that sense, they were like innocent children, not quite perfect, but still without sin. But they believed Satan, and then they sinned. They destroyed their innocence, and they closed the door to a mature relationship with God. And their sin has been passed on to every other human being since then. Scripture repeatedly describes man as basically evil, impure, wicked, rotten to the core. Sinful. Man is guilty and deserves to die, and all unrepentant humans will be punished by God in eternal hell. So away with this humanist nonsense that man is basically good. Away with it, because it's a total lie, and the humanist should know better. Man was created higher than the animals and different from them. The Bible doesn't teach evolution, no matter what the humanist would like to say. But according to Scripture, man has sunk lower than the animals. Animals don't sin. Men do. And he does it regularly. And that's significant. Moreover, because man is deceitful. You see, humanism is man's deceit on himself. He tells himself a lie and believes it. I'm really good. I'm God. In fact, he's desperately evil. And this deceit comes out in the very points in which man takes pride in himself. Take, for example, man's relationship to man. Humanists will laud man's achievements and call for all sorts of social programs for the poor and so forth. And it sounds good and humane. Humanists say, we're humane and loving. We're the best people to take care of men. That is an out-and-out lie. Look at their record. They were the ones that brought in abortion and euthanasia and infanticide, the outright slaughter of man. It's the believers in God that have opposed these atrocities. You see, they say that murder is wrong, because to murder man, that's blasphemy, because man is God, and you'd be committing deicide to kill man. But then they turn right around and approve the wholesale murder of even infants in the womb. Some humanism. If that's being humane, the humanist can keep it, as far as I'm concerned. What about the humanist utopia? I shudder to think what it would really be like. It'd be worse than what they are really advocating. It would more closely resemble the Third Reich or the Gulag Archipelago than it would the Garden of Eden. It would be, in fact, the Garden of Evil. All utopian schemes have failed and shall fail because they are not God's way. It's correct, as I've said before, we should strive for a godly society, but realize that a perfect society can never be achieved until Christ returns to the earth. Humanism's attempt to achieve utopia is just another Tower of Babel. God destroyed that tower, and God certainly will frustrate all other attempts at humanism and utopia to achieve the ungodly paradise. Nope, the perfect humanist utopia would be a hell on earth. And that's more just simply a clever phrase. You see, humanists really want a godless universe. They want to eliminate God from his own creation. And in a way, that's kind of what hell is like. The absence of God's manifested presence of love. So in a way, they would rather be in hell than to be in heaven with the manifestation of his presence. But of course, in hell is the manifestation of the presence of God's wrath. And that's where humanists will go if they don't turn. Incidentally, I challenge you to compare Humanist Manifesto 2 to the Communist Manifesto. I've read both of them, and they're very similar. Last week we looked at Marxism, today humanism. They're really one and the same thing. Compare it for yourself. One of the easiest ways of refuting humanism is like this. Both humanism and Christianity explicitly admit they are mutually irreconcilable. We know Christianity is truth, therefore humanism must necessarily be wrong. But how do we know Christianity is true? How do we know that God is God, man is not God? How do we know that man is evil, not good? How do we know that Jesus is the Christ and there's no salvation except through him? All these questions can be settled very simply because God says so. Period. End of argument. Of course, the humanists do not give up so easily. They'll quibble. They don't recognize the Bible, but if you press them, they will admit that the humanist manifestos are authoritative statements of what they believe. Okay? Weigh them with the scripture. The manifestos are weighed in the balances and found wanting and found desperately evil. Humanism is not, as the humanists claim, the culmination of the process of philosophy and evolution replacing religion and religious beliefs, nor is it the perfection of man as God. It's the exact opposite. Philosophy is one of the several roads away from the truth, away from God, not towards the truth. Humanism is one of the worst philosophies, and consequently it leads furthest away from the truth. It's the worship of man and the attempted abolition of God. So it's the worship of the creature instead of the Creator, according to Romans 1. According to Romans 1, it is the essence of sin. Our attitude to humanists should be that of God's. God laughs at the humanists. Then he is angry with it, and then he's angry with the humanists as well. He offers them hope and salvation through Christ. Most humanists continue in their self-idolatry, which will lead to hell. But occasionally a few of them are brought to their senses by God, and they utterly abominate their humanism and come to believe the truth as it is in Christ. And they realize the beauty and glory and truth of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. So, brethren, don't be deceived by their propaganda. It's all around us, and it's very subtle at times. They're not friendly and humane philosophers. They are evil enemies of Christianity and of Christians. It's because they're sworn enemies of God. It's well to be warned. Ezekiel 28:2, although you say, I am a God, you are a man and not God. Anybody have any questions or comments on this evil philosophy? Well, hands go up. Curious.
Couldn't you ultimately say to all of the philosophies of the world that those who are not for God are against God, therefore you could lump the atheists, the agnostics, the humanists, the socialists, the communists, all into one pile who ultimately fall back on that belief system of practical atheism, of a lifestyle? And all they all are related, in other words. They're interrelated.
All these philosophies we're going through are interrelated and some of them
even
are.
Even the theistic or monotheistic religions like Muslim religion or Mohammedism would fall into that ultimately.
That's right. Yes. They're all just simply many denominations of the same false religion. Chuck.
One thing that should make it absolutely clear that man is not to be worshipped is that man dies.
Yeah. All the humanists in the past have died. Eric, good point.
Eric, good treatment of secular humanism. You can find in a book by a man named Tim LaHaye called The Battle for the Mind.
Mm-hmm.
And I've read it. It's very, very interesting. And it is eye-opening, very eye-opening. It will show you the pervasiveness of humanism in our society. I highly recommend it to anyone who's interested in pursuing it.
Okay. Anyone else? Let's pray. Lord, Thou art God, and there is none other. We are not God. The humanists are not gods. Help us, O Lord, to see things through Your perspective, to worship You, and to seek to bring all men, even the humanists, to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. We praise You. We worship You and You alone. Through Christ our Savior. Amen.